You're now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Of Red Fades to Black.
That first band was Summer's End out of Somewhere in California. They didn't list it. You can check them out at myspace.com/Summer's End. The name of the track was The Funeral Pulse. And it's one of those good bands where you can go there and download a bunch of their tracks.
Nice.
Which is always good.
Yes.
Because whenever Gene and I are looking for music, we always find some great bands that have no downloads. And then on top of that, they have nowhere to even buy their music. So, I mean, I don't know.
It depends on the... If I'm in a patient mood, we'll contact them. But if not, then I'm just like, F this.
So if you're in a band and you want to get played on underground shows, or even on, like, I don't know, radio stations, you should make at least one track downloadable so people can just go ahead, download it, and spread the word about you.
This is true.
I doubt that many people are going to, like, steal it and be like, I made this song. Of course, there's probably, like, a band or two out there that's, like, worried about that or paranoid about that.
Yeah, I suppose.
I remember I found one band, and it sounded exactly like another band we had already played, and I checked, and it was, and I contacted them, and it turned out they just changed their name and their lineup.
Oh.
But at first, I was like, I think somebody stole your song. And they're like, oh, no, we just changed our name, and our tone, and our style, and our band members.
But sound the same.
Yeah.
Apparently, as you say.
As I say. Well, no, it was like the same track under a different name. But I suppose that happens. And Gina's watching some TV on mute.
I'm watching SpongeBob.
Gina's obsessed with SpongeBob.
I am obsessed with SpongeBob.
I don't know why.
Because it's awesome.
Remember the episode when Pantera was on it?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't actually on it, but the music was playing during
it. I've seen that. That's the one where...
Jellyfishing.
It's the one where Sandy hibernates. So they do all this extreme stuff, like the week before she hibernates.
Extreme!
Let's get that off there.
No, that's fine. You can just smear your fingerprints on the screen.
Well, there was water on there, and I assume that you don't want it on there, so I got it off for you.
Yeah, I get water in there sometimes.
Well, it's probably me. My hair's wet. I just got a shower.
Good to know. I'm good to know.
Just so you know. I'm sure that increased SpongeBob.
I'm sure that increased the listening quality.
Well, I'm clean. Jared's not clean. He didn't shower. He's dirty.
The listening quality.
Yeah.
No, I'm not dirty.
I'm dirty.
I shower like once a week.
Ew.
I don't smell that bad, do I?
Yes.
I think we should play a band out of the Ukraine today. Because we found a bunch of bands from the Ukraine, and it's pretty cool.
And by we, you mean I did?
We. Well, actually...
How many did I find out of you? Just two.
Well, actually, Gina has, like, a knack of, like, finding bands. There's more on the other page, you know.
Yeah, but they're not from Ukraine.
Do they speak Russian in the Ukraine?
Well, I don't know. Last time I went to Ukraine.
When did you go?
I didn't.
Gina travels the world, apparently.
Yes.
I'm not aware of this situation.
Yeah.
Apparently she does.
I do.
You don't like Ukraine?
I don't have any feelings for or against it, necessarily. I'm just saying, I don't know what they speak in Ukraine.
I don't know either.
Neither do I. Ukrainian? I don't know.
When I was checking out like these bands' websites from the Ukraine, like a lot of their text and font looked Russian. Right. I could be wrong, though, you know.
You could be.
I'm American. I speak English.
You're right.
And English.
Yes.
And pretty much.
English.
English, that's it. We're going to have quite a time when we go on our trip.
I know.
So I only speak English.
Well, doing? No, I speak English, I can read Spanish, and I can probably sign my way through some conversations.
We're going to Barcelona in a couple months.
Yes.
But I don't speak Spanish at all, so I'll be a lost silly American over in Barcelona.
But
it should be good times.
Yeah. I kind of know some Spanish, just not a lot.
See, there you go. So we'll survive, thanks to Gina's Spanish expertise.
Hopefully someone else on this trip took Spanish.
I'll bring a book that, like, simple things so I know how to order soda and, like...
I probably have that.
Where a bathroom at?
But
that's the fun of traveling a while.
Donde está el baño?
Maybe get educational on the show now?
Donde está el baño means where is the bathroom?
So all you kids out there, take note of that. Impress your friends.
That's, like, the first thing they teach us. In every language, the first thing they teach you is... I learned in sign language bathroom, and I learned in Spanish el baño.
There's some Spanish-speaking listeners going, yeah, stupid Americans. They know how to ask for the bathroom and like a cheeseburger, and that's it.
I don't know how to ask for a cheeseburger.
I say, I like cheeseburger.
I can say, yo quiero, I want.
No, that's,
me gusta.
Yes.
Me gusta means what pleases me, which means I like.
Didn't the yo quiero thing, everybody started saying that because it's a stupid Taco Bell commercial?
Yes, because of the dog.
Sure, I'm sure the country of Mexico love that.
Yeah.
There's a chihuahua that speaks Spanish.
Espanol.
That dog was so annoying.
You should play a song.
I should.
Because we're annoying.
So this next band is out of Kremenburg, Ukraine.
Okay.
See, that's why it sounds like a Russian-like city. And the name of the band is... Well, then you take the book away. And the name of the band is Second Blade of Shinobi. Check them out at myspace.com/shinobimetal. The name of the track is The Names.
Thank you.
So that last band was Second Blade of Shinobi, and the MySpace is Shinobi Metal, and they're from the Ukraine, as we mentioned 20,000 times, and the song's name is The Names, and that was just one big breath of words. And Jared found out this thing about Russia that he feels the need to tell everyone about, so here you go.
I don't know, it seemed like really random and entertaining. Apparently, if you're in Russia and you like emo music, or goth music, and not even the music, if you like the lifestyle, like you dress in all black, or you have emo hairstyle, or anything emo, although I doubt if you're listening to the show, you're really emo.
Yeah, but still, it's
you could
it's
be goth.
Just, yeah, it's not just...
So that could apply to you.
Emo, metal, hardcore, goth, anything like
so
that.
So anyway, the Russian government is considering passing a ban on all emo music. Some of you are probably like, cheering out there. And a ban on all goth music. But not only that, they're also trying to push a ban for the lifestyle of emo and goth. Which I don't really know what that means. I guess if you're walking down the street wearing like a chain around your neck, dressed in black, you can be arrested. If you listen to Fall Out Boy, you probably could be arrested. I don't know. It just if you're walking around, you look emo or you look goth, the Russian government wants to make it so that they will arrest you. And at first I heard this, and people were like, oh, that's ridiculous, because it's the government trying to control people. But apparently they did research and cited that kids who listen to emo and kids who listen to goth and, like, black metal music are more likely to commit suicide, be
but
depressed,
wait,
do drugs, drink, and get pregnant.
One, that's not always true. Two, a lot of people say that, but it's like a chicken-egg situation, like... Do people listen to music because that's the way they feel, or do people feel that way because they listen to the music?
That goes back to the whole, like, saying that...
Chicken versus egg thing.
Yeah, or saying, like, the Columbine shooters did it because they listened to metal and stuff. I mean, so I don't know. I kind of think the Russian government's got a little ass backwards there. I don't know if they're just trying to clean up their image and they don't want, like, kids dressed like that walking around, which would be even wronger. Although there are some cities in the United States that have put a ban on, like, the hip-hop style of wearing your pants really low so you can see your underwear. And there's some, like, cities in, like, Massachusetts where you can actually get a fine, like, $100 fine.
If they can see your underwear.
If they can see your underwear.
Yeah, I heard about
or if
that.
They measure it and it's more than an inch of underwear showing.
That's,
so I guess it's not that far out. And I guess you could say at least the Russian government saying, like, oh, well, research shows these kids are more depressed than any others. But then most of the people who listen to that music...
Yeah, but it's only going to make them, like, it's only going to make kids want to rebel more.
But is that, like, the 30-year-olds that dress, like,
no, but
a metalhead?
Still, in general,
like,
you make something illegal, people are only going to want to do it more. That's why people are always smoking pot, because it's illegal. Like, if it was, drinking's legal, but, like, you don't see, like, you see all the kids under 21 drinking, like, more alcohol than people over 21.
That's the problem.
It's the whole aspect of something being illegal that it's... But everyone wants to do it.
See, that's the problem with, like, the metal community at large. A lot of, like, the mainstream world looks at it as, like, just bad. And granted, metal is starting to get more popular in the mainstream, which is a good thing. But a lot of people look at, like, metal and hardcore as, like, troubled kids who, you know, are going to do bad things just because they can. And, like Gina said, the whole chicken and the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which came first, you know? Does the music cause the kids to do it, or do the kids just do it because they can and they happen to listen to music?
Okay, you said you worded that very strangely.
Like, ass backwards?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, I know plenty of people that have problems that don't listen to anything like that, but...
And I know plenty of people who have no problems and listen to all that stuff,
so... if you're interested in more of that, you should Google it and look up the Russian government proposing the ban on emo and metal. I can't help but think there's a few listeners out there smiling that a country would actually ban emo.
Yeah, but that, like, I mean...
But banning goth, like, where does that stop?
What if they banned, like, this music, you know? Like,
they
wouldn't be smiling then.
Is, like, Pantera considered goth now? I mean, if you wear a black t-shirt, is that goth? So it really comes into a debatable situation. As Gina knows, I like debatable situations.
Yes, he does. We had this discussion last night. This was last night, or was it this morning? No, it was last night.
Oh, yeah, about useless information.
Yeah, he knows a lot of information on stuff that I don't care about, and I know a lot of information on stuff that he doesn't care about. So we both know useless random information, but neither one of us care. But, like, we listen to it anyway, because, you know, we're dating, and we love each other, but, like, he's, like, he finds out, like, information about, like, this stuff. Like, he goes on MSN.com and finds out, like, real-world, like, stuff that, like, I'm not a political person, and he finds out all this stuff. But I can tell you, like, how long, like, an insect's lifespan is, or something retarded that, like, no one cares about, and he's like, why? why?
See, at least the Russian government ban proposal is slightly relevant to what we
do.
Yeah,
I, because my stuff is so much more irrelevant, but it's so much more fun. Like, my stuff is so much better. And I'm like, well, when you do this, and that's what happens, and it's just like, mine's... overall, I am a lot more fun than Jared is.
I'm fun.
Okay.
So yeah, on that note, we're going to play another song, because I like, James. I think we should fit another two songs in there. So this next band is out of San Jose, California. The name of the band is Stillborn Portrait. The name of the track is In the Year of the Moth, and you can check them out at myspace.com/stillbornportrait. band that track was In the Year of the Moth by the band Stillborn Portrait out of San Jose, California.
Yes.
Yes. I expected something like some deep, like, enlightening statement out of Gina. She, like, looked all focused. It's like, yes.
Nope. Sorry, that's no.
What? Sorry, no.
I don't know.
Don't worry, I do the same thing sometimes. I'll be like, so! And then nothing will come out. Kind of like just there. And that is what happens. So we only have a couple minutes left of this episode of Red Phase of Black.
Yes.
I want to thank you for listening and for supporting all the underground bands that we play from around the world.
Yes.
And I'm still amazed over a year and a half after starting the on-demand underground format of Red Phase of Black that we're able to keep finding consistently new bands that we haven't played before on the show every week.
Yes.
There really are a lot of bands out there in the world.
A band is created every 7 seconds.
Every 7 seconds. Would it be cool if you could hear, like, the thunder that's going on, like, on the recording?
I don't know if you can.
Kind of let down. Right before we started recording the show, it was, like, storming really bad. And
it's still
storming. It felt like it was nighttime. It was so dark.
Well, yeah, because, like...
And this is, like, the afternoon we're recording it.
Normally, like, you know, I can have, like, my windows and stuff, whatever, closed, or, like, the blinds and stuff, and you can still see that it's, like, daylight, but I had them closed and it looked black, like it was midnight. I was like, great. That was a good story. I'm glad that, that was enjoyable. We should play a song, because, that was probably one of the lamest things
I was playing Donkey Kong before recording the show.
This is true, yeah.
Dude, come on. Donkey Kong is a, gangster video game, if there is really fun.
Yeah, okay, no.
No? No. Come on, there's some people out there, I remember Donkey Kong.
I like Mario, does that count?
See, I don't like the original Donkey Kong where it's just Mario, like, running up a ladder. I like the Donkey Kong from Super Nintendo where it's, like, Diddy Kong and Donkey Kong and they're throwing barrels and for some reason there's, like, big band music playing in the background.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's what I like. Okay. And on that note, I'm going to shut up and we're going to close the show with this song called Athena Song by the band...
Ahimsa Sunrise.
Thank
and
you.
The MySpace is AHIMSA Sunrise.
And they're out of Dubois, Pennsylvania.
Yay.
Thank you again for listening on the JSAS track.